An anti-conversion law looks like it's about to take hold in yet another country, and it's often used to target Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Whether it's ministering to persecuted believers or to at-risk refugee kids, today we're going to look at how the church is stepping up. And we'll start today in Asia with a look at Nepal's anti-conversion law written last year, which is expected to come into effect this summer. This plus the fact that two major communist parties in Nepal have combined to form the Nepal Communist Party has set Nepal in an unknown direction. Minority groups like Christians are watching closely. A partner of Asian Access says a major concern is that foreign groups who are perceived to be involved in evangelism will not have their visas renewed. But even though we don't know the future of Nepal, God does. So let's bring our prayers before Him.
We need your prayer in time like this. We can stand firmly and be more bold and courageous.
This partner says Asian Access has been a gift from God throughout recent years as they focus on leadership development and unifying the church. And recently, a multi-denominational group of Christian leaders met together to discuss these latest developments. This sort of meeting is a testimony to the unity these churches have and will rely on for the future.
So we're working together and praying together and supporting and also comforting each other. That's what we're doing. I think this time, in this kind of situation, we Christians have to come together and work together rather than working independently.
Next, the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, is a unique seminary in Jordan. PTEE strives to provide affordable training and bring it to Christians wherever they live in the Arab world. But why is this important? PTEE's Kristen Kuhlman says,
for example, Iraq and Syria, there are no seminaries or Bible institutes. So someone living in Iraq, someone living in Syria, their only option would be to perhaps go to a seminary in Cairo, in Lebanon, in Jordan. And just like happens in the States often, when someone goes to a residential seminary or college in a different city, in a different country, they don't return back to their home village or their home community.
Plus, the visa process can take months and is determined by governments, which is why one brother in Christ is preparing to bring PTEE home to Algeria.
He's shared with us that the church, right now it's being run by men who are volunteer, but none of them have any theological training. And there's a concern. They are concerned that false doctrine might creep in because they themselves have not had theological training.
Pray wisdom and creativity for the seminary, and also be praying for the students who'll be continuing their coursework. And as refugees in the Middle East return to their home countries, Triumphant Mercy wants to take one last opportunity to openly share the hope of Christ with kids. How? Well, through Vacation Bible School. Triumphant Mercy's Nuna explains.
They have an application to their daily lives, and this will bring them to understand what happened at that time, the emotions that were involved in the loss of a friend, or the emotions involved in being blind and not seeing. What does it feel like? So just reenacting everything, making it alive, and bring them to a deeper knowledge of who Jesus is, and actually trying to make them love this man, Jesus, who came for them.
Nuna says they held an Easter Bible camp and saw hearts changed. Even Muslim children came to know and love Jesus. But for results like this for their summer camp, Triumphant Mercy needs your prayer.
Without the Spirit of God opening hearts, nothing can be done. So we can preach from morning to evening and nobody would be touched if it was not for the Spirit of God to touch people. So I really need prayer for the teams that will be working and also for the kids.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.